Your seat.
Assemblyman David Westbrin, 56-year-old Jewish man, Jewish Orthodox.
He lost.
He was the Democrat who lost.
Yeah.
The Republican Bob Turner, retired media executive. A retired media executive. Political guy. He was a novice, really. But people were so sick of what's going on that they just...
This was a message
to... This is what happened, yeah.
This was a message to the Democrats in Washington. Mm-hmm.
Well, also I found out Wiener...
he had nothing to do with this.
He really... No, but here's what happened.
You just want to say his name.
Part of it, no. I've got more on the Wiener, okay? Sexually provocative tweets that, of course, made us all Twitter. We remember those. But here's something that they're saying... Why this Bob Turner, now they've turned it from a Democrat over to, is because he was part of the legalizing gay marriage. So Bob Turner's going to have some things to deal with right away. But the district that won is a 40% Jewish there in that district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jews usually vote Democrat, and he and the Republican won, so this is a message.
This is a message. Totally.
And it's...
Speaking of Wiener... I can say it one more time. They had the Wiener races.
When this Wiener thing really first hit, you and I could hardly get through a second without laughing.
Now it's like, Wiener, Wiener, Wiener. The Wiener races in Cincinnati, Ohio. 100 little dachshunds. They put 100 out there. They dress them up in hot dog buns. I saw it. It's so hilarious. Dress them up like little hot dogs with mustard and stuff on them.
And they race.
Uh-huh. And they race.
They don't have hurdles or anything, do they?
Cookie was the winner. No, just straight out. And it's really funny because here was a couple little weenies running into each other and canceled them both out. But Cookie won the race. Cookie Weenie won the race. And so Wiener races now has a whole new meaning to me. I saw it and I went, oh, I got a Wiener story. Now I got two Wiener stories. So that was good.
I always feel sorry for dachshunds. It's like they're dragging their most sensitive parts on the ground.
No, they're darling. They're such good-natured little dogs.
Legs like this. Come on.
I know. They are low to the ground like a torpedo.
What sadist bred this kind of a dog?
Well, there's quite a few little dogs that are low to the ground. Wiener races. It's an annual thing now. They raise money for shelters and things like that. So it's a really good thing. Also, I saw on the news, TSA, you know, they're going to stop the pat-downs here. For 12 and under. No more kids are going to have to go through that. I thought that was good news.
Yeah, but I actually read. That's what the headline said. And then you start reading those actual articles, and all Janet Napolitano was promising is that they're going to cut back on how many children they start feeding.
Well, she can only say that right now because it's still a rule. But once this goes through, it's going to happen. They're going to stop 12 and under.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
And maybe they can stop feeling up my 92-year-old mother in a wheelchair.
Well, I don't know if that's going to end. You know how them 93-year-olds that are in good shape and smart-minded, you know, they could be pulling it off. You hear me, Mom? Could happen. Did you see Michelle Bachman on Jay Leno show?
No, I didn't.
I tell you, she defended her stance on the virus, the...
She's right.
Inoculation.
I hate to say it, but she's right.
Well, she is right. I did agree with her. But then some woman out of the crowd came and said that her daughter was mentally retarded because of it.
Mentally retarded is the wrong word.
It kind of cut her in half, though. She shouldn't be throwing that stuff around till she at least checked it out. So they've got her kind of by the you-know-what.
Yeah, retarded is the wrong word. Retarded is something that it happens before you're born. It's not
always.
Something that happens from a...
You can become retarded.
I think I'm watching it happen
worse.
Right in front of my eyes.
But she was pretty funny. And she says she's very conflicted, and that's so true. So anyway, I thought it was good. I thought she did a good job there. I thought she did a good job. But I do believe that it gives young girls, the inoculation gives young girls a false feeling.
That's the thing.
They're okay now.
You actually start reading about this vaccine. It's not as effective as you think, and there are side effects. People get... The Guillain-Barre syndrome, they've had girls go into cardiac arrest.
Well, and you know what? There are side effects from any immunization.
And the woman who was in charge of developing this vaccine has come out and publicly said it was not designed for 11 and 12-year-old girls.
Who's it designed for?
It's designed for older girls, for older women. It's not. She said it was never tested on these young girls. They should not be giving it to the young
girls. Well, does Governor Perry know that?
Apparently not. Well, he does now, he says. He says he's sorry he shouldn't have done it.
Oh, well, he did?
Yeah,
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, he admits it was a mistake. But it's not the only state that did it. I think, there's another one. It's Virginia, I think.
Is it Virginia?
Has a mandatory Gardasil vaccine for schoolgirls.
They're pretty conservative up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Virginia's weird. It's not necessarily conservative. They've got a lot of the Washington elite who are liberal living in that state, too. So it's really divided.
Mm. Oh, you just know
but
so
But I would
much.
Be furious if my 11-year-old daughter had mm-hmm. to get a...
I know it. But look at it. I mean, geez, all the vaccinations I had to get when I was a kid. I mean, they don't even give some of those to people anymore.
Way more than you and I ever got, Jay. They have now, so many vaccines now, the kids are overloaded.
Trying to keep us from everything. Yeah, but
you and I didn't have chickenpox vaccine.
I did.
Mumps vaccine.
No, I had the smallpox vaccination.
Smallpox. You didn't have chickenpox. You and
well,
I just
had chickenpox.
Our mothers actually took us and tried to give us chickenpox.
We had chickenpox.
Because that was the vaccine. Get some chickenpox and get over it.
Right. That's all part of what we went through as kids.
Right. Now they have a chickenpox vaccine. They have a mumps vaccine. I had mumps when I was a kid.
Yeah. Ooh, really?
Yeah.
I had scarlet fever.
Did you?
I did.
What
and
is
they
that?
give that now too for scarlet fever and
I don't
rheumatic
even know what
fever
that is.
And
did you turn red or something?
Oh, don't act like you're so young.
No, seriously. No. What is scarlet fever?
It's a fever and you get a rash and you can go blind and all those things. Just another rheumatic fever.
Does it
fever.
Cause mental retardation.
You're funny.
Is there a chicken nuggets vaccine?
They need one.
Definitely do. You're funny. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. There's more things to talk about. And Steve Aussie's up next with his exclusive interview with Mark Amadei. So don't go away.
The new Republican congressman.
That's right. You're with Broadview.
The Buzz. For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, after 5 years of uneasy peace and uncertainty, it has returned to extract its vengeance. No one is safe from the unholy resurrection of Frightmare. The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields in Sparks. Just off Highway 80. 90,000 square feet of scares, thrills, and dark-hearted fun. The evil 3D Clown Town. Rikers Island Prison. The Black Hole. Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. Not recommended for kids under 8.
Not enough meat.
People with heart problems. Or the pregnant.
Demons spawn, okay.
FrightMare 2011. Opening September 29th.
Sponsored in part by Little Caesars.
Be sure to tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive, connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. This week's guest, Trooper Chuck Gallen, NHP, Ron Wheeler, RDW Automotive, Tom O'Donnell, Preferred Auto Care, Scott Dixon, Custom Truck Accessories. Hosting our call-in and ask the expert mechanics corner this week, Reno Rensport. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Beep, 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 yeah. Tifa.com would like you to meet George.
Hi there.
George has been sitting on that bar stool pretty much every night for the last 5 years trying to meet someone.
How you drink?
George is having problems facing the facts.
Okay, maybe next time.
Fact is, more dating, more romances, more marriages begin online at places like Cupid.com than ever before. We have a huge database with all kinds of people in your area looking to meet people like you.
It's kind of like being in a stadium full of people that want to meet you.
That you could chat with one-on-one. Fact, you can join for free. You can even download an app to your mobile phone, log on through Facebook, chat endlessly using as many different high-tech ways as you want. And if you'd like to arrange a first date, you can meet in a bar.
Buy a drink.
Or not. Fact is, more and more people are finding out every day that dating is even easier online with Cupid.com.
Reno's new hands-on museum for kids, the Terry Lee Wells Nevada Discovery Museum, is now open in downtown Reno, 490 South Center Street. For more information, visit www.nvdm.org.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. Thank you for joining me and my co-host, JP Attitude. We have elected a new representative for the Congressional District 2 seat as of Tuesday. And Steve Aussie, co-host of Nevada Matters, kind of scooped the story before it even happened. Right, Steve?
Yeah, I was real happy with that. It was maybe 8-9 hours before he was officially elected, and of course he's being sworn in, I think, yesterday or today. But yeah, he was at the Incline Village Crystal Bay Republican Women's Club in Reno and others as well. I'm an associate member. It has something to do with my gender that I can't be a full member. I asked if I could wear a wig. But
no,
apparently not. Mark was there, and he invited me to be at his press conference the following morning. We rather scooped the thing. During the interview, he talked about how he had the support of many of the state leaders. He had Sandoval's support and many others. Just a week prior, he had only been ahead in the polls by 1% or so, but he says he's not a great poll follower. I asked him about what he's going to do, what his top priorities are when he gets to D.C. We talked about regulatory issues. We talked about job creation. That's probably the number one concern to Nevadians, is jobs. And growing the economy and how that would increase revenues and get us reduce the debt and increase tax revenues. And we talked about what he'll do when he gets to D.C., presuming he was going to win. At this time, he didn't know. I think he was confident, but certainly not cocky, that he was going to win. And I'm not so sure he was going to sleep well until he heard. But I believe by about 9 o'clock or so, the winner was declared. And the role of the Tea Party. So why don't we go ahead and hear that interview with Mark Amadee. I'm here with Mark Amadee, and I hope in a few hours we'll be able to say Senator Mark Amadee. Thank you for talking with me, Mark.
Good to see you.
You've had great support in the campaign. You've had the support of Sandoval, Krulicki, and others.
Yeah, I've been very humbled and gratified by the support from the governor and the lieutenant governor and Congressman Hecht and some of the other sitting congressmen that are already back there have been